is Rebecca Naldo, volunteer reader for Sun Sounds of Arizona, reading for Are We There Yet? A quirky travel guide to the Southwest and beyond. Get outside. 10 best swimming holes near Denver. Discover the 10 best swimming holes near Denver, from reservoirs and mountain creeks to waterfall-fed pools. By Abigail Bliss, published August 15, 2024. From river tubing to paddle sports, there are plenty of ways to beat the heat in Colorado. However, places to swim outdoors can be tough to find. Even in the peak of summer, alpine lakes are too frigid and only suitable for a quick cold plunge. Meanwhile, several local reservoirs prohibit swimming because of algae blooms, which can fluctuate and should be researched before entering any body of water. But the destinations on this list are currently deemed safe, and many offer various forms of splashy fun. Make the most of summer's end at these 10 swimming holes near Denver. Big Soda Lake, Lakewood. Big Soda Lake is just 30 minutes from downtown Denver, depending on traffic. Set within Bear Creek Lake Park, visit from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. through September 2nd to enjoy its dedicated swim area and lap swim lane, which spans the length of more than 5 Olympic-sized pools. Along its sandy shores, you'll find 2 volleyball courts, a playground, picnic shelters, and watercraft rentals. Few places to paddleboard are as close to Denver. Note that park charges $10 for a vehicle day pass. Boulder Creek, Boulder. Pull off at Eben G. Fine Park, a spacious green area along Boulder Creek. Located about 40 minutes from the city, this waterway is one of the most popular tubing spots near Denver. Though it's not suitable for swimming laps, there are several areas deep enough for a real dip. Spot them near the park, and while heading west along Boulder Creek Path, the paved multi-use trail with plenty of shade and canyon views. Boulder Reservoir, Boulder. There are only a few days left to access Boulder Reservoir's swim beach this season, which will stop weekday operations on August 15th, Labor Day excluded. Make the 45-minute commute on upcoming weekends through September 2nd to enjoy its dedicated swim area, which is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Picnic tables and a concession stand are posted along the shore, and unlike Colorado State Parks, this reservoir has lifeguards on duty. The standard daily entrance fee is $12. Boulder residents are priced at $10. Boyd Lake, Loveland. Boyd Lake State Park is just over an hour north of downtown and charges $10 for a daily vehicle pass. Within walking distance of its designated swim beach, you'll find one of the best campsites near Denver and a full-service marina with paddle crafts, pontoons, and wave runners for rent. Note that there are 3 no-wake areas on the water, which are ideal for open swimming, but technically swimmers are permitted anywhere on Boyd Lake, aside from 150 feet from structures and where otherwise marked. Chatfield Reservoir, Littleton. Chatfield State Park is known as one of the state's best boating destinations, but several wakeless areas are ideal for open water swimming. However, be sure to stay within 75 feet of shore when in the lake's power zones. More relaxed afternoons can be spent at the swim beach, which is open from sunrise to sunset through September 2nd. The park is located half an hour from downtown Denver, and a daily vehicle pass costs $10. Cherry Creek Reservoir, Aurora. Drive 30 minutes to Cherry Creek State Park and purchase an $11 one-day vehicle pass to access its swim beach, which is open through September 2nd. Along with ample parking, picnic tables, and a playground, this area has a newly upgraded facility with showers, restrooms, and an education center. Additionally, the reservoir is one of the city's closest kayaking spots, with watercraft rentals and marina services on the northwest shoreline. Horsetooth Reservoir, Fort Collins. Horsetooth Reservoir is massive, stretching 6.5 miles along the Fort Collins foothills, located 90 minutes from Denver. Purchase a $10 daily vehicle pass and head to the South Bay Day Use Area. It ranks as one of Colorado's best mountain beaches, offering a sandy shore, paddleboard rentals, picnic tables, and nearby campsites. On the northeast side of the reservoir, you'll find another designated swimming spot close to the Sunrise Day Use Area. Keep in mind that it's far more rocky and less developed, but also less busy on summer afternoons. 5 Swimming Holes Across New Mexico That Are Worth Visiting by Rachel Driscoll, published June 8, 2024. New Mexico is a state known for its diverse landscapes and natural wonders. One of the best ways to beat the scorching desert heat is by taking a refreshing dip in local, picturesque swimming holes. From hidden oases nestled amidst canyons to crystal-clear pools fed by mountain streams, these aquatic gems offer a unique and invigorating experience for nature enthusiasts and adventure seekers alike. Here are 5 top swimming holes in New Mexico that you must visit at least once. Sitting Bull Falls, Carlsbad. Tucked away in the Lincoln National Forest, Sitting Bull Falls is a stunning oasis situated in a rugged canyon. The falls is a series of waterfalls located in the Lincoln National Forest, southwest of the city of Carlsbad. The United States Department of Agriculture's Forest Service maintains a popular recreation area for day use at the location of the falls. The swimming hole offers a peaceful and serene environment for a perfect day of relaxation. Nature lovers can also explore the nearby hiking trails. Hemis Falls Trailhead, Hemis Springs. Nestled in the Hemis Mountains, Hemis Falls is a picturesque spot that attracts visitors from all around. A short quarter-mile hike will get you to the Hemis Falls Overlook, the highest falls in the Hemis Mountains. These falls flow gracefully from red volcanic cliffs, creating a beautiful backdrop for the swimming hole below. The water is refreshingly cool, making it a popular spot to escape the summer heat. After enjoying a dip, visitors can hike along the Hemis Falls Trail to catch breathtaking views of the surrounding wilderness. Macaulay Warm Springs, Hemis Springs. Located in the heart of the Santa Fe National Forest, Macaulay Warm Springs requires a moderately challenging round-trip hike of 3.5 miles. Just keep your eye on the prize. This unique geothermal swimming hole is where warm waters converge with a cold mountain stream. The result is a series of tiered pools with varying temperatures, offering a relaxing and soothing experience. The setting is idyllic, surrounded by lush vegetation and tall pine trees, creating a sense of tranquility. This hidden gem is well worth the hike and provides a memorable escape. Blue Hole, Santa Rosa. Known for its crystal-clear blue waters, Blue Hole in Santa Rosa is a natural wonder that will make you feel like you've stepped into a tropical paradise. The artesian spring-fed pool has a constant temperature of around 62 degrees Fahrenheit year-round, making it an inviting spot for swimming, scuba diving, and snorkeling. The clarity of the water allows for excellent visibility, and underwater explorers can discover a diverse array of aquatic life. Whether you're seeking adventure or simply a serene place to cool off, Blue Hole is an extraordinary destination. Nombe Falls, Santa Fe. Tucked away in the high desert near Santa Fe, Nombe Falls offers a serene escape into nature. Surrounded by majestic red rocks and towering pine trees, this swimming hole is fed by the Nombe River and features a series of cascading waterfalls. The area is perfect for picnics, hiking, and birdwatching, and the picturesque landscape makes it a fantastic place for photography. The falls are accessible via a short hike, making it an ideal destination for families and nature enthusiasts seeking a relaxing day outdoors. The Best Swimming Spots in Utah, by Tony Gill, published July 12, 2024. While summer in Utah is generally a wonderful time of sunshine, mountain air, and endless trails, the dog days can tend to get relentlessly hot, dry, and dusty. In addition to creating volatile wildfire conditions, the weather can leave your whole body feeling a bit parched and in need of a respite. Fortunately, the Beehive State is full of literal and figurative oases in the desert, with a host of alpine lakes, mountain reservoirs, and waterfall-fed swimming holes. Here's our list of the best swimming spots in Utah. Some of these require a decent hike to get to, while others are just feet from the car, but they're all perfect for staying cool on a summer day. Swimming near Salt Lake City. Salt Lake City has swelled into a major urban population center, but there are all types of unique swimming opportunities nearby. Mona Rope Swings. Just a 30-minute drive south of Provo, the Mona Rope Swings bring some excitement to the Barraston Ponds. There are at least 5 rope swings and multiple platforms of varying sizes in the trees from which to plunge into the deep, refreshing pools of water. The rope swings have a small parking lot and are easy to find by just typing the name into Google Maps. Pine View Reservoir. While not exactly a secret, Pine View Reservoir is one of the best spots to take a dip near Salt Lake City and Ogden. The reservoir is ringed by mountains, which provide not only incredible views, but also surprisingly good protection from the wine. Pine View Beach on the reservoir's west end is flat and sandy and feels distinctly more like natural lake than many of the dammed bodies of water in Utah. East Canyon Reservoir. East Canyon is a famous historical pioneer route for groups from Brigham Young's Mormon pioneers to the ill-fated Donner Party. You can retrace their steps in a significantly less arduous manner by visiting East Canyon State Park for a dip in the reservoir. The snowmelt-fed water is surrounded by mountains and seems miles further from civilization than the short 25-minute drive would indicate. Swimming in the Uneeda Mountains. The Uneeda Mountains are home to more than 1,000 pristine natural alpine lakes. Unlike those in the Cottonwood Canyons, they aren't part of the watershed, so they're perfect for swimming. Access them all just east of Camas and Park City via the Mirror Lake Highway, SR 150. Ruth Lake. Ruth Lake is only about a mile from the trailhead, which is 35 miles up SR 150 from Camas. Enjoy the mellow hike through open meadows with views of the surrounding mountains like Hayden Peak before rewarding yourself with the dip. Mirror Lake. The namesake of the famous road through the Uneedas, Mirror Lake is easily accessible as it's right off the road. Because of that proximity, it can get a little crowded from time to time, but the near-perfect reflection of the surrounding mountains alone makes it worth the visit. A well-maintained path surrounds the entire lake, so you can go for a nice scenic walk while finding the perfect spot to hop in. Mirror Lake is 32 miles up SR 150. Wall Lake. Start from the Crystal Lake Trailhead, 26 miles up SR 150, and head up the Notch Mountain Trail for about a mile to reach Wall Lake. Wall Lake is flanked by cliffs of varying sizes you can jump off depending how daring you're feeling. The Crystal Lake trailhead gets a little crowded, but people dissipate quickly as you head up the trail and reach Wall Lake. Swimming in the Utah Desert. These are the literal oases we're talking about. Utah's famous desert landscapes are dotted with refreshing, picturesque swimming holes. Tokerville Falls. Tocqueville Falls is a wonderful spot to visit after spending a day at nearby Zion National Park. The road out there is a rough 12-mile OHV trail. It's passable with most relatively capable 4x4 vehicles, but it's not one to be attempted in your 88 Civic or rusted-out Ranger. The road can also be hiked by the Hardy. Either way, once you reach the several levels of cascading waterfalls, you know the effort was worth it. Calf Creek Falls. Located in the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument, Calf Creek Falls is named for the surrounding steep sandstone walls, which served as a natural pen for calves. It's about a 3-mile hike to reach Lower Calf Creek Falls, with its stunning 130-foot waterfall and a deep swimming pool. Upper Calf Creek Falls takes more effort to reach, but has a 90-foot waterfall of its own and far fewer visitors. The historic rock art on the stone walls helped the miles pass quickly. Mill Creek Waterfall. Ever the popular tourist destination, Moab is teeming with people looking to cool off after a long day in the sun, mountain biking, or hiking through Arches and Canyonlands National Parks. The Mill Creek Waterfall Trail is less than a mile from downtown Moab. The full trail is 7.5 miles out and back, but if you just want to make it to the waterfall for a swim, it's shy of 2 miles total. Arizona's Best Swimming Holes. Coolest Places to Splash It Up This Summer by Roger Naylor. Published June 12, 2024. We Arizonans revere our swimming holes. They are our precious sanctuaries from the sweltering heat. They give us carefree days of splashing and sunbathing. Yet, and this is a surprising thing, they are not always treated with the respect they deserve. If you head out to enjoy some of Arizona's beloved swimming holes this summer, don't forget one essential item, a trash bag. You won't find trash cans in wilderness areas, and sadly, not everyone practices leave-no-trace principles. So let's all pitch in to protect these treasured special places in an arid land. Pack out absolutely everything you pack in. If you find trash left behind, don't just cluck your tongue in dismay. Pack that out, too. Bring no glass containers, visit on weekdays if possible, and be respectful of others. We're all there to celebrate the miracle of water and shade in a land where neither is common. Let's make it a memorable summer while protecting and preserving these amazing Arizona swimming holes. Sedona, Grasshopper Point. When the crowds are too much at Slide Rock State Park, which in most days in summer, the lovely day-use area at Grasshopper Point offers an alternative in Oak Creek Canyon. Nestled at the base of a towering red rock cliff, this wide, clear pool varies in depth. You can have fun splashing in the shallows, while thrill-seekers can try plunging into deep water from a terraced ledge. A clutch of graceful sycamores shade the shoreline. There are picnic tables near the water and restrooms in the parking lot. The Allen's Bend Trail follows Oak Creek for those looking to stretch their legs on a short hike. Where? 2 miles north of Sedona on State Route 89A. Admission is $12 per vehicle. Sedona, Crescent Moon Picnic Site. It may feel like you're stepping into a postcard here, if postcards are still a thing, or at least into an Instagram feed. Cathedral Rock, reflected in the waters of Oak Creek, is one of Arizona's most photographed scenes, and this is where it happens. While heavily trafficked, crowds tend to spread out. The shallow stream meanders through forested groves and past the base of Cathedral. In a few places, the bottom drops, forming nice pools, some kid-size, some larger. Sitting several miles downstream of Slide Rock, the water also stays warmer. With restrooms, picnic tables, grills, and drinking water available, this makes for a great family outing. Where? Drive west from Sedona on State Route 89A Copper Red Rock Loop Road. Turn left and drive 1.5 miles and follow the signs to Red Rock Crossing. Admission is $12 per vehicle. Rimrock Crack. This one involves a hike, but it's well worth the effort. The Bell Trail parallels West Beaver Creek, a riparian corridor of remarkable beauty. Staying on a sunny bench above the stream, the trail skirts the base of Desert Hills. Several well-used social paths branch off and lead to the stream at prime pools and smooth rock mini beaches for those looking for a private oasis. But it's a 3.3 miles to the real showpiece, a watery jewel known as the Crack. Here you'll find deep pools and a 70-foot-long channel flowing between sandstone walls, perfect for driving or sunbathing. Where? From Phoenix, take Interstate 17 North to exit 298 for Sedona and turn right on Forest Road 618. Drive 1.5 miles to the old Beaver Creek Ranger Station, turn left, and continue to the trailhead parking lot. Camp Verde, Rockin' River Ranch State Park. This will be the first summer Arizona's newest state park is open. The 209-acre park sits at the confluence of West Clear Creek and the Verde River. That riparian corridor will make the former ranch a popular destination as temperatures rise. A mile of the Verde River winds through the park, curving beneath the trees and along the base of white gypsum cliffs. While there is no designated beach, wading, swimming, tubing, fishing, and other water activities are allowed. Rockin' River Ranch is only open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Fridays through Sundays. There are no drinking fountains, so be sure to bring water. Bottled water is sold in the gift shop. Where? From Phoenix, take North I-17 to exit 287 for Camp Verde. Turn southeast on State Route 260 through Camp Verde and travel 1.6 miles to Oasis Road. Turn right on Oasis, which merges with Salt Mine Road, and continue for 5 miles to the park. Admission is $7 per vehicle. Camp Verde, West Clear Creek Trail to Bullpen. Hard to imagine a better swimming hole than Bullpen, a deep pool along West Clear Creek. The water temperature is warmer than many other spots. The shallow beach is good for kids, and a rock formation offers varying heights for cliff jumpers. The West Clear Creek Trail cuts across the old Bullpen Ranch for just under a mile before reaching the water. The trail continues to follow the creek, leading to some smaller pools if Bullpen is already packed with people. Where? From Camp Verde, drive east on State Route 260 for 6 miles to FR 618. Turn left onto FR 618 and drive 2.2 miles to FR 215. Turn right and go about 3 miles to the Bullpen Ranch trailhead. There's a vault toilet in the parking lot. FR 215 can be rough going and is best managed in a high clearance vehicle. Admission is free. Clarksdale, Carson's Trail. Sycamore Canyon is big, Arizona's second largest canyon, and mostly dry. But you'd never know it when hiking Parsons Trail. Dropping from scrubby high desert into a jungle-like oasis that stretches along the stream. At the beginning, the trail scrambles 200 feet down to the canyon wall to the creek bed. From there, it's easy going through a virtual tunnel of leafy shade sheltering the stream. Pools form along the way, creating rippled mirrors reflecting the lush canopy of treetops and high cliffs that surround the water. You'll find a nice pool with rock ledges about a mile in. After several creek crossings, the trail ends at Parsons Spring, 4 miles, a wide, marshy area. Where? From Cottonwood, drive northwest on Main Street, following signs to Tuzegoot National Monument. Turn right on Tuzegoot Road, cross the Verde River, and turn left on Sycamore Canyon Road, Forest Road 131. Drive about 11 miles to the trailhead, The dirt road has a couple of rough spots, but is usually accessible to sedans. Admission is free. Springerville, Lyman Lake. If you're looking to avoid major crowds, head for Lyman Lake State Park. The 1,500-acre lake spreads across the high plains between Springerville and St. John's, just isolated enough to offer a little elbow room. While there's plenty of open water for boaters, portions of the west end are buoyed off as a no-wake zone. Swimmers have their own beach, tucked away in a quiet cove with a kids' playground nearby. A small store serves as a visitor center and sells food, drink, bait, and supplies. Along with campsites, Lyman offers 8 heated/air-conditioned cabins. Where? 17 miles north of Springerville on US 180-191. Admission is $10 per vehicle. Winslow, Clear Creek Reservoir. Why just stand on a corner when you can jump in a cool lake? Just 6 miles southeast of Winslow, Clear Creek Reservoir cuts its way through sandstone cliffs at the edge of McHood Park. The lake is popular with boaters, anglers, swimmers, and even rock climbers who solo up the high walls before dropping into the deep water. Boaters can travel 2.5 miles upstream into Clear Creek Canyon. Keep an eye peeled for petroglyphs. If you're without a boat, Clear Creek Rentals offers kayaks and paddleboards. Where? From Winslow, drive south on State Route 87 for 1.3 miles, then turn left on State Route 99 for 4.7 miles to McHood Park. Admission is $7 for a day use. Dry camping at McHood Park is $15, first come, first serve. This is Rebecca Naldo, volunteer reader for Sun Sound of Arizona, reading for Are We There Yet? A quirky travel guide to the Southwest and beyond.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
If you miss a program, you can get it on demand at sunsounds.org. Left-click on Broadcast Info and Audio. Then, under Programming Links, left-click on On Demand Podcasts. You can now listen to Sun Sounds on your Echo Dot or other smart home device.